Traveling on business? Then take us along and stay on track. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Do you have to travel on business during the holidays? If you've done it, you know it can be tough. I'm John Wardock. We'll get some survival tips from a leading business travel expert straight ahead.
What's news from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
Joining us on the line is Joe Brancatelli, travel expert, editor at joesentme.com. Joe, how are people surviving these days? Say they got a business trip and they got to go to Cleveland. They got to be there when everyone else is traveling. How do they survive? What advice do you have for them?
Well, the good news is, John, is that business travel begins to slough off right about now and doesn't pick up again really at any great amount until March. But for those of us who do have to go, the key and absolute most important factor is patience, because we will now, generally speaking, business travelers are in control of airports. There are people, this is where we live, we know the game, we know the TSA rules, such as they are, we know where the good food is, where the hotels are. But now the airports are generally controlled by leisure travelers and not even very experienced leisure travelers. And that means we've got to be on our guard for just stupid things that unfamiliar travelers do. They'll clog lines everywhere. So I would say the key ingredient right now for the next 90 days is absolute patience.
What is one of the sillier things that you have seen out there with the leisure traveler sort of gumming up the works for the business traveler?
Well, I think the problem is, John, is that the leisure travelers just are not used to the day-to-day changes that go on in airports in the rhythms. I always run into travelers saying, really, you have to take your shoes off? You know, you want your laptop out of there? You're not allowed to carry, you know, a 9-inch belt through security kind of thing? It's a very peculiar situation that people who don't travel every day seem to default to the pre-9/11 mentality. So I think that's the basic point that business travelers have to deal with. We're dealing with people who don't know the ropes, and they will slow us down, which means we have to leave more time, we have to have more patience, and we just have to grit our teeth just a little more than usual to get through when we need to travel.
And I would add to that list, wait, you mean I can't take my bottle of water with me?
It's like exactly. It's water. It's anything you can think of that since 9/11 has been verboten. Someone will say in the line in front of you, you mean I can't take that with me? You know, my 42-ounce bottle of either, you know, malt liquor or hair conditioner. I'm never sure which it is. Okay. And you know, I feel sorry for them in a way, because it does show people, when you look at the average traveler just trying to get through and they haven't traveled in a year or two or even forgotten since last year, how ludicrous so many of our rules are. But they are the rules, and business travelers, generally speaking, know better to switch than to fight. We'll just do what they tell us. Just tell us the rules. We'll hit them because we need to get somewhere. But the leisure traveler just doesn't know that, and it slows everything down. It makes us unhappy. It frankly makes the TSA people unhappy. It makes the airport gate agents unhappy. And you layer unhappiness and attitude atop the chaos of travel, and it makes for a very unpleasant time for business travelers.
How are the fares for business travelers these days?
Depends on where you're going and always how far in advance you booked and what you need to do. The fares have been relatively stable to down a little bit. Airlines in the last 5 years, John, as you and I have talked about in the past, have really slashed their route network. They've weeded out any possible flight that can't make the money. And even with that, there are fewer people traveling. Now, one thing you can say in the last year especially is a lot of people who flew have gone back to their cars for two reasons. One, they may have the numbers show they've bought new cars in record numbers in the last couple of years. And point two, gas prices have plummeted. So a lot of people who are flying because it was a higher higher value idea than, you know, spending $4 for gasoline and pushing your gas guzzler down the road, have switched to, you know, more fuel-efficient cars. There's cheaper gasoline. So now it's cheaper for them to drive. So that means fewer people flying, and that has kept the fares relatively stable.
He is Joe Brancatelli, travel expert and editor at joesentme.com. Joe, thank you for taking a few minutes to help our fellow business travelers out these days.
Have a great holiday, John. I wish all the business travelers and all travelers out there safe travels. And as I say, little patience, a little smile for the holiday season couldn't hurt.
Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts. Money Beat.
Personally, I think the Fed's making a lot of noise.
Heard on the street.
Can Tesla's hype live up to the rough road ahead?
Watching Your Wealth.
So often, people talk about millennials not making any money, but in fact, there are some really wealthy millennials.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.